This is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm here with Bruce Raisa of TechWare. And Bruce is a very excited guy when it comes to technology and wearable technology, especially with how to implement it into agriculture. And he was actually just a part of a pretty exclusive competition put on by Village Capital and was lucky enough and worked hard to finish top three in that competition. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Sure, Taylor. So our team, our company is named TechWare, and we're an agriculture technology startup out of Buford, Georgia. And we had the chance to get in this event called Village Capital, and they're just a fantastic organization. They're a nonprofit, but what they do is they put on a program that enables agriculture entrepreneurs to better structure their business, learn how to connect with industry, and how to grow their agriculture, their agricultural technology startup.
So what were you presenting? Starting from the beginning, did you have to apply to be a part of this? I know there were over 60 companies that were in this competition to start. So you had to apply, go through interviews. Tell us about that process.
Sure. So there was applications last fall. I think there were more than 60 companies that applied across the U.S. Wide variety of backgrounds. I mean, agriculture, aquaculture, as well as ag technology. And in our particular instance, so we're focused on the main thing we focus on is we empower agri-food professionals to capture actionable insights on the go. So what that means is we have a voice capture service that allows people to work when they're out in the field or checking on the health of, say, animals or machinery, and do a far easier, quicker job of reporting back their information and their insights. So in doing that, the VILCAP team and all the other participating companies, I'll explain how that works from a peer selection standpoint first. I should do that. It's what this is, it's not a competition. What it is a group of companies, young fledgling startups that come together and kind of peer review and peer grade each other of areas they can improve to make their business stronger, more robust, and make sure their value proposition is very, very clear for the farmers, the ranchers, and the agribusinesses. And so in doing that over a four-month period, all the startups, all the companies, and all of our team members, we got to know each other extremely well. And with that, that's why it's such a rewarding and rich process. It's not just a one-day event. It's over time, and there's a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun as well.
So tell us a little bit more about TechWare and where you're going moving forward with that and the kind of products. You'd mentioned a little bit about the voice control capabilities. What other things are you working on right now?
Sure. Well, some of those we can't talk about, but the short version, Taylor, is there are as you know, there's a whole truckload of problems in agriculture or in the food industry as far as information, compliance, food safety and security, food traceability. It's very simply, right? More and more consumers in the U.S. and around the world want to know, very logically, you know, first of all, is there enough food? Is it safe? It was my, you know, were the plants or the animals and everything raised in a safe and environmentally responsible way? And so out of those problems, there comes a whole lot of interest in the information from, and that can be companies like Walmart or any Whole Foods or Starbucks, whoever it might be. The challenge is a lot of agriculture is not prepared for all that. They don't have an easy, simple, quick way in the field or when they're working on the animal to capture that information. So what it ends up is there's a whole bunch of paperwork when they get back to the office. We want to eliminate that problem and take the paper out of the process.
Bruce, is there anything else that you'd like to add that you want people to know about what you're working on? And obviously you're passionate about what you're doing and simplifying the process for producers and agriculturalists everywhere. Is there anything else that you'd want them to know right now?
Sure. Probably the main thing is I was really fortunate this last two-year time frame, and I was one of the first people in the world to get a hold of Google Glass in agriculture. And in doing that, I've been extremely fortunate, had the chance to meet with more than 800 people doing demonstrations and getting feedback from all walks of farmers and agriculture professionals and ranchers and so forth. And the people were actually from 22 countries. So lots of diverse feedback and so forth. And I think the main thing is your data in an agricultural setting is extremely important. It's going to be increasingly valuable. Mobile is a very important platform and tool, and things like wearable devices will increasingly be easier to use accessories that help you capture your mobile information on the go. So I guess what I'd say is the future is extremely bright, and we want to be a part of that.
I know I was actually lucky enough to sit in one of your presentations last fall and to see how you're using wearable technology on your own farm with your family that you farm with. And it was a unique opportunity to witness that at such an early point in what you were doing. So Google Glass is really where it started for you in this journey with wearable technology and using it in an ag platform. How did that come about for you?
So, I mean, very simply, Google had a public kind of contest to say, hey, we want market research, we want market feedback on this, and threw it out there. And of that, there was just about 2 years ago, there was 110,000 people across the U.S. that sent in their ideas over a 10-day period. Out of that, Google selected about 8,000 people. And then I went back through the public list of who was selected, and I searched on the word farm and the word agriculture, and there were five of us. So I thought there was just a unique opportunity to kind of understand the ag industry better and frankly, even influence the future of where that technologies those technologies go. Glass has had a lot of press, pro and con, in the media. My view is it's going to be extremely strong and has great value in agricultural, healthcare, warehouse, construction settings as a business tool for hands-free operation and use. On the consumer side, that'll probably take a while. It may take years. It's kind of the consumer utility is not there yet, in my opinion. So I think the main thing, Taylor, is glass was just the beginning. There are at least 10 or 12 different companies making smart glasses right now. There are smart watches on the market, like you'll see the Apple Watch shipping in just 6 weeks or so. And so there will just be continue to be an array of things that hopefully make people's work life easier as they're out in the field or working with animals and machinery.
So, Bruce, to wrap up and to head back to the Village Capital, not competition, like you said, but that experience, that opportunity, how did they get that narrowed down to the top 10 finalists, of which you then placed third? You were in the top three out of all these companies.
So the short version is we got a great team. We're extremely fortunate. So, the actual cohort was made up of about 10 different companies from across the U.S., and we did finish third in the nation. We felt very, very fortunate with that. We were one of the youngest teams of everybody. And the other thing that we found that was unique about our story is our 80%, 90% of our platform is all information technology-based and based on smartphones. And so we found a very unique role in that we are able to scale our solution worldwide in any country, in any language. And so that's one of the challenges of almost any innovation in agriculture. Some things may be great for one section of the country or one certain sector, but we actually are working on a platform that can go worldwide and do that very, very quickly. So we're very excited about that.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, Bruce. That sounds like it was truly an incredible opportunity that set you up on a path for success. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. And again, that was Bruce Raso with TechWare. And this is Taylor Trekkie coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic.